Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, I'm sorry, we're running way late today. No, I wasn't out Christmas shopping, I'm just stuck in traffic from hell. Yes, it is the 17th of December, 2020, and there's only 8 days left till Christmas, hence the traffic. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening for you right now, and it's a little bit late, but it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. We're slowly approaching the end of 2020. Thank God for that. And here's something to look forward to in 2021. Samsung says you love foldables? Well, get ready for more. Yes, it seems the smartphone maker has confirmed a few things for their smartphone fans out there, particularly the ones that love the ones that go fold back and forth with those foldable screens. And Samsung has all but confirmed this now, saying they will expand its portfolio of foldable devices. It is actually kind of harking with a trend that's really already there. I remember back in February, the Galaxy Z Flip. Yep, it flipped its way open. Then in September of this year, Samsung released the Galaxy Z Fold 2. However, though, going into 2021, Samsung says they'll be planning maybe as many as 4 new foldable devices, and those possibly being the 2 Z Folds and 2 Z Flips. And one other thing that's nice to hear from Samsung, you may not have to refinance your house to actually get one. They're promising to make foldables more accessible in 2021. Speaking of hoping, those of you hoping that HBO Max would be coming to Roku, hope no more. Yeah, it took a long time, but finally it has hit Roku devices today. This comes just on the heels of Warner Media announcing it would simultaneously release its 2021 movies on HBO Max the same day they debut in theaters. Yes, meaning now Roku users can get in on that experience. And they can do it simply by just installing the HBO Max channel on their devices. If you're also one of those Roku people that love Roku Pay, HBO Max will be covered there as well, meaning you'll be able to subscribe for the service directly through your Roku account. TikTok has unveiled some new updated community guidelines and some tools too. The newest one will be warning viewers about graphic videos. Yep, get ready for TikTok to put up a warning screen before that graphic video comes up. And they're doing this, well, you know, pretty much like the folks over at Facebook do the same thing. Trying to make the community a little bit more safer, or at least giving you the choice for it to be that way. There's also going to be a new text-to-voice accessibility feature too. And those of you wanting to keep up on the health in the world, be it good or bad, there'll also be updated health resources too. As far as the graphic content goes, screens will give two options, letting users either view the clip or completely skip it. However, though, if the content is extremely graphic, it'll never ever hit the service. And that new text-to-voice accessibility feature will actually read out text as it appears in a video. And finally, are you bored at home looking at your Google Smart Display thinking, what can you do that you haven't already done? Oh, how about play a new word or puzzle game? Woohoo! Well, that's what Google's doing. They're adding some new games to assistant-enabled smart displays. You know, the ones like Nest Hub. Giving those folks that are bored at home right now during the holidays something to just keep their mind occupied. There's actually going to be 3 categories for the new games. The first one, you'll find word games like Voice Quest. This is where you'll play a mage that casts spells using synonyms. Oh boy. There's also a new one called Game of Words. Ooh, I wonder where they got that idea from. Here, you're going to have 6 letters, with which you'll need to make as many words as possible. And of course, the longer the word, the more points you get. Not that anybody really cares, but it'll make you feel good. And for all you pet lovers out there, well, there's a pet category on the thing, too. The game is actually called Hey Fish. No, not Go Fish. Hey Fish. And this will let you create a virtual fish bowl, where you can actually take care of all the fish that live in it, just in case the real fish that you have are already floating. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, is britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed, of course, to the news show, the big show, the Mac show, and so many other fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. Find us on Facebook over there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.